whenever Prabhupada from ISKCON, whenever he wrote some big temples in ISKCON, had three cards, one for Jagannath, one for Balaram and Subhadra. So Rath Yatra, whose card goes first?
Balaram.
Who's in the middle?
Subhadra.
Who's in the end?
Jagannath.
That's right. Have you ever been to Rath Yatra in Puri? Actually, me too also, about 10 times. Yeah. I lived there every year for 10 years in the summertime. Yeah, so Jagannath comes last. Big brother goes first. Balaram. Protect the way. That's Subhadra. So Prabhupada, he always wrote on the card of Subhadra. They put it out there. Subhadra was up there. And underneath Subhadra, where the wheels are, they put an asan. Prabhupada sat there by the wheels, by the axle. And Subhadra was above his head. He wasn't on the same level as Subhadra. He was below Subhadra's feet. I saw it myself in San Francisco, 1975. Well, anywhere around the world where there are three cards, Prabhupada always wrote a Subhadra's card. Most temples have one card, because they don't have money. But New York, San Francisco, someplace has three cards. That's just a side point. Prabhupada wrote a Subhadra. Why?
Motherly
Bhav. What?
Motherly Bhav.
No, Shakti Tattva. I asked the question, why Prabhupada wrote on Subhadra's card and not Jagannath, not Balaram? I said, Shakti Tattva. Because Prabhupada's Jiva Shakti and Subhadra is also Shakti, Sur Shakti, Ladi Shakti. So in terms of etiquette and Maryada, that would be proper. But the Guru is Jiva Shakti, should ride in a car of Shakti Tattva, not Vishnu Tattva. The Guru is not Vishnu. One and different. He's sectionary, he's representative of Puri. He's a side one.